All right, this should be interesting. We're going to welcome a new friend into the show and the studio. Let's open the door and we say good morning to Boring Guy with Good Intentions. Hey, Boring Guy with Good Intentions, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Do you have a name we can call you?
Well, Boring Guy with Good Intentions is a good...
Just get a little closer to that mic.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Others have called me nice guy involved in generic charity, but you guys can call me Boring Guy with Good Intentions. That's fine.
Not Mike or Sam or any sort of name.
Oh, no. I've been called lots of things.
Okay.
But
right.
My kids just call me Dad. And
sure.
That makes sense.
They're grown now, but I'm okay. Doing all right.
Well, what brings you in here today?
Well, before we get to that, I brought you guys a box of pastries and rolls, and and there may be a donut in there, too, for you guys who might have a sweet tooth. I know that Mike in there, he told me that Jubb and I think George likes to joke that they like sugar. So
Jubb and George.
Yeah. But seriously, I want to thank you guys for having me on. And this is North Texas Giving Day today.
Uh-huh.
And it's a day where we try to raise money. And last year alone, we raised over $48 million for 2,700 local nonprofits.
That's great.
And Giving Day. It's a great day here.
Right. And, yeah. And today is Giving Day.
Yeah. What charity do you work for?
Craig, our organization that we have, what we try to do is we look at our community and identify a need or an underserved group.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we jump in and just try to provide support that we feel is needed.
That's
like,
pretty...
Like what kind of support? Like,
I'm sorry. Can I say I'm pretty nervous to be in here with you guys?
That's okay.
I've listened for years, and my son is the guy who got me into you. He was a big... B1, and
B1.
He told me, Dad, you should really check out this new sports station that is on the radio, and the show's called The Ticket. And I didn't take him up on it for a while, but then I listened. I just got so tickled when you guys would have some of those wild characters on, like, which one is it? It's the... One of the crazy characters that comes on, and then y'all talk back and forth.
Right. It could be
I'm nervous.
Boring Guy with Good Intentions, do you mind getting back to the charity?
Yeah, we're trying to raise our goal of $400. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, but if enough people get involved, I think we can make it. It's $400 for the contribution fund benefiting the underserved. So we want all of your viewers to log on to our computer site, and I have that here.
Okay.
I have that here.
But what town and what?
I'll find it in just a second.
Yeah, we don't really have time for that.
I can't find it. But the thing is, we have to remember is that a lot of other people don't have it as good as some of us do.
That's right.
And we have been blessed, and it's time for us to share those blessings with others. Now, I'm a little older than you guys. I'm not quite young enough to win the Tour of France like Greg, but but I still have had good health. But there are and there are a lot of kids out there that were born with their legs on backwards and
a lot.
And so that's who you're
like
helping out.
There are many people who have fallen through the cracks and are waiting for crews to tunnel below grade to rescue them.
They've actually fallen through the cracks.
Yeah, like that little old gal in Midland a few years back. Oh, what's her name?
Baby Jessica. That was a long time. It was like 30 years ago.
Baby Jessica.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
Baby Jessica.
Baby
I have
Jessica.
It here somewhere, but anyway.
It's Baby Jessica.
Here it is. www.thecontributionfund for the benefit of the underserved.org.
Okay.
Oh, that's your website.
That's
you're looking for.
www.thecon.
Yeah, we don't need. We'll put a link up on our website.
We appreciate your work and the fact that you're giving back to our community, but we've really got to run.
Yeah, you've got great intentions.
Thank you, and we just appreciate so much of what y'all do.
Have you been told?
And if your readers could log on and help us out, it would be great. You know, an interesting, I'll end with this. An interesting thing happened to me about 10 years ago when we were first starting all this and getting involved in the planning and the execution of the charity work that we've done. And a woman came up to me and she said, she looked at me and she said, when she came up to me, she said, "Mister, with good intentions, I just want to thank you." And I said, "Well, thank you, ma'am. What's your name?" And I can't remember it right now, but anyway, it was just a real meaningful. Oh, it was Jessica McClure. Oh, that's the girl that fell through the cracks earlier. But anyway,
baby Jessica.
Anyway, that's who the thanked woman, you? No, it was that was different. Oh. I can't remember her name.
All right.
But it just meant so much to me, and I want others to experience that as well.
Okay. Well, that is a great story.
Thank y'all for having
thank
me
you
up
for
here.
Being here today. It's Boring Guy with Good Intentions. And what's that?
I'll set that box of
Set it over there.
The pastries.
The snacks.
Should I put it?
That's right there. Anywhere. It doesn't matter.
I don't
thank you.
Put it on this printer.
All right.